And now, coming to you live from the John Wilkes recording booth in lovely Richmond, Virginia, it's the Stonewall Jackson 5.
Welcome to tonight's episode of the Stonewall Jackson 5. I'm here with my motherfucking co-host. We got Tubby.
Yo.
ZP.
Hey.
Motherfucking Flip.
What up, though?
And our guest tonight is Neg Factor.
Hello, neighbors.
Hey, but who are you, though, motherfucker?
And I am Kaiser. Thank you for throwing that back my way.
Yeah, dog.
All right. Well, tonight's Elp. It's our nice second app for tonight. Man, fuck you. I've never hosted before. You
can't do it. All right.
All right. I do want to thank Neg for filling in, fucking stepping up to the plate tonight.
Oh, I just want to thank Erde for, you know, not showing up in Gorilla Gravy also.
Exactly. I think I heard Gravy's feelings. I feel kind of bad.
What'd you do? Do you take?
Nah,
his
I mean, because I just
what?
Fucking quoted something he said on the thread and just said April Fools, and he was like, "Never mind." Then
he's like, "Fuck this shit."
He's like, "Fuck that guy." I was like, "Damn, son, sorry. I didn't know you were gonna take it so hard."
Right on. Well, how's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Pretty good, man. How about you, man?
You know, I can't prepare tonight. I got beers and shit for tonight, so.
I got inspired by Tubby last time.
Exactly. I felt left out.
I got whiskey. Whiskey, motherfucker.
So, what show? Like, I just finished watching True Detective this week, and fucking fantastic. So, what? I know you and Tubby have been raving about this shit for, like, months now. And so, I want to get your thoughts on that. I don't think Neg hasn't started it yet. I think he was about to start it.
No, you told me I have to watch it, and I'm going to watch it, I promise.
It's 8 episodes, so, I mean, it's a quick watch. You knock it out pretty quick.
Yeah, I got to thank Papa Flip for turning me on to that shit, because that shit was amazing. Holy shit. It was so good. I had to quit TV for 2 months and read books, because every show I tried to watch was a piece of shit in comparison. I was like, okay, well, I can't watch TV now. Thanks, Flip.
Yeah, I've tried to put everybody on True Detective, man. That shit changed the game, son. I'm really thinking that season 2 is gonna fucking suck, but
yeah, for real.
it's gonna suck in comparison.
Yeah, in comparison.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's definitely gonna be hard, really hard to follow up with that season, like, just because, I mean, they went fucking hard with fucking. I mean, Matthew McConaughey fucking just brought his fucking A game.
Time is a flat circle.
Right.
He's going to play that, like Flip said, he's going to play the character for the rest of his life, and I'm perfectly okay with that.
Yeah, right.
He's like fucking Interstellar, dog. He was Russ Cole in space, nigga.
Oh, don't spoil me.
Nah, dog. But no, that was great, too, so check that out. But,
yes.
Yeah, dog. Fucking,
What's cool about that is somebody, you know, because the whole time is a flat circle thing parallels to a lot of the, I'm going to go Dark Souls on y'all. A lot of the, you know, Dark Souls repeating, being cursed, doomed to repeat yourself over and over again. Somebody made a whole 16-minute video of how they tie together.
Oh, so shit. If
you're interested in Dark Souls and True Detective, check that shit out. It's really good.
For those of you that don't know, Dark Souls is a game franchise, and it's amazing.
If you don't know, fuck you.
Oh, come on. Probably have families listening to this shit.
Apologize, mama.
Not her.
was he just saying that line over and over again in Interstellar?
No, but it's, I don't even want to spoil anything.
Yeah,
for
don't
you,
say
that.
Don't
spoil anything. I'd hate
that. I'm not going to say anything. Just go see that fucking movie. Go see it, dude. He's you know, it's great. Woody Harrelson brought his A game too, man.
Like yeah,
the whole cast was dope. But yeah, Kaiser, welcome to the ranks of the initiated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was like, I told, like after I finished watching, I was like texting my buddy. I'm like, you gotta fucking get on this shit. He's like, is it? I'm like, no. Just stop watching whatever your bullshit Arrow or fucking Buffy you're watching right now, and just
oh god,
dude.
Yeah, watch True Detective. Get on it. You gotta get on it now. So.
This shit was so good. My parents came down from Alabama to visit me, right? You know what we did the whole week? They watched the first episode. They didn't want to go look around Houston. They wanted to stay in the house and hang out watching and True Detective. True
Detective? Dog, that we finished True Detective together. I don't think I could ever do something like that again with my parents.
Like, yeah, my stepdad and my mom and me, we burned through True Detective the whole time they were here. Again.
Yeah, that's great, man.
And then once you finish it, you like rewatch it at the end.
Yeah, oh, they loved it, man. It was
that's like, dedication.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was my second time to see it. It was well worth it. And I can't watch shit back to back ever, but that was probably I saw that within 6 months of each other, and it was glorious the second time.
Did ZP? Did you check it out or no?
Yeah, I watched it this past summer when HBO was doing one of those free weekends.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
I burned through it. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on it?
He's gonna shit on it. I can see it's coming.
Hear the diarrhea for me.
Do you hear the? I hear the calm before the storm.
No. I liked it. I did. Yeah.
All right.
He's trying to avoid Scott Pilgrim level hype here.
Is it better or worse than The Wire?
Oh. I've never seen The Wire.
What?
Oh,
Well, you need to change your priorities.
It's different. I would rank those two almost side by side. The Wire has a lot more going for it, though. It has a lot more seasons, a lot more characters, a lot more
arcs. I was about to say, like, but if you go, like, season for season, I don't know, like, you could probably put True Detective up against, I don't know, probably the first three seasons of The Wire.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I agree with that.
What True Detective had going for it that made it kind of unique compared to other cop shows is that whole time skip that it did.
Yeah.
So even like season two of True Detective ain't going to have that. That's another knock against it, that it's going to make it seem more like every other cop show. Just,
well, we'll see. I don't know. How are they supposed to link the two seasons?
I don't think they are.
Yeah, I think it's just supposed to be like
there's
going to
be no correlation between that. That's going to fucking be stupid.
Yeah, so, writers have a fucking hill to climb with that one. I mean, that's just...
Well, it's a writer who, like...
Oh, it's just one? Well, props to that motherfucker.
Nick Polizzato or something. Bah, like
bah, bah, bah.
Yeah.
Papadopoulos? I don't know. It's fucking
You know, whatever happens, it can't be worse than Homefront Season 3.
I've not seen one episode of that show, but I've heard mostly good things.
Season 1 was awesome. I like Season 2, but a lot of people thought it was kind of mediocre. But Season 3 was just the massive shit pile of shit beyond shit.
Oh, wow. How did it turn that bad? What happened?
They just wrote characters out for whatever reason they could think of, and like people that you've been focusing on for the first two seasons, they're like, oh, you know, these people were important, but we don't really have time to write about them, so they just left.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah,
so basically you're telling me and everybody else in America listening to this, and or worldwide, to not check out
Season 3.
Yeah, Season 3 of Homefront, you can pass on it. You will miss nothing.
Well, it's not like a Boardwalk Empire scenario, is it, where they got rid of a character that was very prominent, but they did it for the sake of the story, and it made sense.
I don't know anything about Boardwalk Empire, but, I mean, just to put it in perspective, for instance, there's a girl who, they start off the very first episode telling you about how bad her life is currently because bad things happened, so she ended up in a mental health facility of sorts. And then for the next 6 or 7 episodes, you see her wandering around constantly doing all these basic relevant things that seem like they're going to be important and tied to the storyline. She hooks up with this guy there. They run off and flee the state to try and avoid their mother and family, and the cops are looking out for them. And then they find them, and they come home. And then she's like, I'm just going to move in with somebody else now. That's it.
Wow.
Man, that's it.
God, that's such lazy fucking writing.
That's like Cartwheel story arc.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, you spend like probably about 3 hours out of the entire series of this season basically watching her do all of this stuff just to go, yeah, I'm just leaving. It's cool.
I mean, why can't she just like move in with somebody? Why is that going to be a problem?
I mean, it's not a problem unless we have to watch like half of a season focusing on her before she does it.
She's like packing boxes, like, should I use this box or this box? Season 5.
I think Anita needs to add a neg factor to her list, to his list.
Yeah. get on True Detective though. But yeah, I've never seen Homefront. I've heard mixed things about it, so I might check that out. ZP was recommending Fargo.
I watched the first episode of that.
I've heard good things about the show too.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things. I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet. So that's going to be my next endeavor since I'm done with True Detective.
It definitely carries the vibe of the movie without having really any real ties to it aside from the case of money.
Right.
Like that pops up just to kind of link it kind of sort of to the movie.
Yeah, I have a question on that. Am I a bad person for not liking the original movie?
Yes. I don't know if you're a bad person.
You may be uneducated, but not bad.
I don't know. I've heard people that didn't like the movie.
It's because of you.
I've heard people that didn't like the movie still like the show, though.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard the same.
So I wouldn't go into it with the bias that you don't like the movie, so I wouldn't check out the show. Because the first episode I watched was really good. But I have to power through Justified first after ZP turned me on to that. So.
I always wanted to see that.
Too much shows.
Yeah.
There's like one season left of that.
Of Justified?
Yeah, the final season's coming up.
I'm just now on season 2.
I'm about to say, then I'm going to just watch it when it's over.
Yeah, and just knock it all out at once.
Mm-hmm.
Season 1 is kind of hit or miss because some of it's like typical cop show bullshit. Like, just nonsense episodes.
Yeah.
But once you get into season 2, it really kind of has the overarching... hits its stride.
Word. Okay. Nice. Well, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I don't know. The lead dude from Deadwood is in it, and he's a pretty good actor, so...
Oh, Timothy Oliphant? Probably be
good. Yeah, but it's not even about him. It's about that Walton Goggins.
Yeah, Walton Goggins is the fucking shit, dude.
You're talking about... Hold on. You're talking about in Deadwood, or are you talking about in fucking...
Justified.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, Walton Goggins like overshadows the main character in my opinion. I'm probably
is he Shane from
Shane from The Shield? Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And then he was the tranny in Sons of Anarchy.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
He's The Shield.
Yeah, he's so good. Like he just fucking always scene stills away from like the main people. You can't fucking like help but notice him. You know.
That is the reason I watch that show now. I only watch Justified for him.
just listening to him talk and deliver his lines is entertaining enough on its own.
For real, like they could just give him his own show. I'd watch it.
The Walton Goggins Hour.
Only in the character Boyd Crowder, though.
You ever watch The Shield, Tubby?
No, I have not watched The Shield yet.
I think you'd like Shane.
Yeah, The Shield is awesome.
I keep hearing about it. Check it out.
Yeah, everybody raves about it, so it's got to be fucking good if it's that much of a consensus that it's good.
The ending's about how you would expect after 7 seasons, but for what it's worth, it's definitely a good ride.
Back when The Shield was on the air, there was always people like arguing over whether it or The Wire was better. I've never seen The Wire, so
I would take The Wire over it, but it's close.
Oh, really? It's close? Wow, then I definitely gotta check it out.
Well, I mean, the last season
I don't know if it's close, but I mean, it's in the same, like, galaxy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, The Wire is the fucking pinnacle, so.
The Wire is amazing. Yeah. Beyond amazing.
Are there any other shows you guys are watching in the middle of, finishing, starting?
I'm on, like, I just got to the 3rd season of The Sopranos, and, yo, that shit is fucking amazing so far. I'm really fucking with it. I watched the first season like years ago and just never caught up with it, but I'm really getting into it now, man. I'm gonna knock out some more seasons. I mean, some more episodes tomorrow at work, and you know, make fine use of my time.
Unless if your flips work, he didn't mean that.
Nobody from there even knows this exists.
Aren't they gonna sponsor us?
We can only hope. Yeah, I watched, like, I got into The Sopranos like maybe a year and a half after it ended, so my buddy that was completely into it was he was so pissed off about how it ended, and I didn't understand. And then I started watching it, getting into it, and got, you know, finished it. And I liked it, and yes, they fucked the ending up. So I'll wait till you finish it, and then we'll discuss it.
Sounds like a bet.
Because you're going to be fucking just like... It's almost like... It's just... It's almost like fucking how they ended Dexter. It's just lazy fucking writing.
So you mean time is a flat circle.
What are you talking about? The Dexter only had two seasons, right?
Yeah, right.
They only had four, as far as I'm concerned, one and four,
the only ones you need to watch. Well, see, Dexter.
You know, as much as everybody hates on it, and I get it, if you weren't that invested in the show, all the seasons weren't really that bad. They were still entertaining to like put on and just burn through. Yeah, they weren't great television, but like I said, if you weren't invested in the show, it was fun to watch.
If you're not invested in the show, why are you watching?
Because sometimes I just put shit on to do stuff in the background. I'm like, hey, this is, you know.
Then you're not watching the show.
He's like fucking doing paper mache while he's fucking watching shit.
Or playing the Pokemans.
Yeah, I'm saying it wasn't bad background noise. And yeah, you know, after season two, like Netflix didn't update for forever. So I didn't care about the show. And then when they finally updated, I burned through the rest of the seasons. I was like, I mean, it's not as bad as everybody says, but it's definitely not good.
Yeah. The first and fourth seasons were the best ones, and after that, it was just whatever.
Word.
I saw a thing the other day. I think ZP mentioned it for Clerks 3. Have you guys seen anything about that?
I'm the one that mentioned it, you bastard.
I heard about it.
I did not mention it, but yes, I have seen things on it.
I never. You post so much like movie shit, so I never know if I hear it from you or for somebody else.
That was Tubby.
It was Tubby. See, Tubby threw a fucking curveball. I think you might have posted it in your name. I don't know.
No, I'm actually. I don't know. I don't think they'll recapture the magic of the first one, because they definitely do that with the second one, but I think it'll still be a good entertaining romp. I mean, the second one was
okay.
Entertaining romp.
What are you trying to say, Zeke? What are you trying to say?
Well, when I'm strolling through the park and I like to have an entertaining romp, I watch Clerks 2.
I will fight you on this podcast, Zeke.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but I don't know. What about you, Kaiser? Are you looking forward to Clerks 3, or you're like fuck it, or what?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan, so I'm glad that they finally decided to fucking greenlight it and fucking move forward with it. And then it's supposed.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm a Kevin Smith fan as far as his View Askew movies go. Yes. That universe. You get to.
Do you mean you
Jersey
didn't like
Girl,
Red State?
And you get to Red State. No, I didn't like Red State. I like John Goodman and Kevin Pollak in Red State, but everybody else
Red
and
State
everything
okay.
else.
What about Michael Parks? Michael Parks?
Michael Parks was Michael Parks. It was.
Get shit on, Kaiser.
Red State was good like an aneurysm.
I mean, John Goodman is good in anything, and Kevin Pollak usually is decent enough, so. The cop characters are the only ones I gave a shit about.
I tell you, I'd rather have a Mallrats 2, but Clerks 3 is okay.
Yeah.
Truth.
Definitely.
I want to see what happened to Brody and T.S.
But
I was
well, considering T.S. is like the only person who wasn't in Jay and Bob Strike Back,
yep.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Right.
We mean Brody wasn't in Jay and Bob Strike Back. Yeah, he was.
No,
I said T.S.
Oh, T.S., okay, yeah.
Oh, you get shit on now. That's right.
I will take it with love.
But, yeah, I guess, like, Clerks 3 is supposed to be... It's not supposed to be, like, the beginning or the end. It's, I guess, in the middle of 2 and 1, apparently.
What?
Yeah. And all it's right. supposed to... It's going to start off in black and white, apparently, and then kind of tie them both in.
Well, Clerks 3 ended in black and white. So.
What did you say?
Clerks 3 ended in black and white.
Do you mean 2?
2? What? Shut the fuck up.
You've already seen it? Holy shit.
Are you Kevin
I'm on that Kickstarter. I'm on that Kickstarter. Got
He's definitely in that time as a flat circle.
Right now.
Are we gonna spam "Time is a Flat Circle" for the rest of the show?
That's the fucking episode name, in my opinion.
It should be.
So we need to make that happen.
Neg, what do you think about Clerks 3?
I'm sure it'll be better than The Purge Anarchy was.
Oh my god.
Oh man. Oh,
well, that's a fucking cinema masterpiece.
Are you that upset?
I am that upset.
I can see the first one. I haven't seen
Anarchy, I'm upset that you seem to have liked the first one as much as it seemed like you did in the forums.
Hey, I said I didn't like it. I stand by the fact that I did not like it, but it had potential. There was potential there.
But it was such a piece of shit, though. Like, they just completely fucked everything up.
Yeah, they did.
I don't even want to give any more airtime to the first Purge, but it was poo.
I'm just coming back to your last podcast there, and I'm just rectifying some situations. I'm setting the record straight. Yeah,
he's heckling our last episode.
What do you have against Frank Grillo?
Right.
Who was also in The Shield, by the way.
Hold on, I'm Googling.
I didn't even remember him on that show. They had a lot of fucking people on that shit, though.
Yeah, they did.
I have nothing against anybody in particular.
I feel like you shitted on him in the forums, though.
You said there were no likable characters, and you called them some kind of... I don't know what you called them, but it wasn't very nice.
Hold on, now I gotta go look up what I said.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I type. I just spit on the keyboard.
I mean, that's what I do. What were you expecting?
I just mash shit. I don't even know what I'm typing. And hopefully it comes
hold
over.
On, now I gotta look this up. Let's see. All right.
Don't try and fucking edit that shit out either. I'm gonna look at it too at the same time.
I'm taking away your editing privileges.
While they're looking that up, Tubby, I heard that you happen to be a giant fan of a Marvel movie.
What? Oh, yes. Yes, what? Big what? Hero fucking 6. Now, before I go into that.
Oh, shit.
Let me tell you, I looked up the source material for this shit, and it is absolute Marvel trash. And
wait. Thank it's a baby Marvel Jesus.
Film? Yeah. It's based on a Marvel property, but thank baby Jesus, Disney said, fuck you, Marvel, and cut every backstory from that shit and made their own.
That movie was fucking amazing.
It was pretty great.
Dude, look up what it's based on, though. It is fucking terrible.
I don't know. Tumblr's not very happy with the whitewashing.
What?
Dude, that movie, oh my god. I felt like such a kid. I went to Walmart exactly after looking for fucking toys.
Oh, exactly, Tubby. Like, that movie, I came out of there, I felt like I was, like, 10 again.
Dude, when they, at the very end, that scene, I swear I almost had tears in my eyes, dude. I was like... No, Tadashi. No.
Yo, no bullshit. I was not expecting that shit so early. My son was like, yo, this is the sappiest movie ever. He didn't say yo. He was like, I hate that movie. It was sappy. The brother. Well, I don't even want to spoil it, but you know.
That's the home problem. I don't want to hype it up too much. I don't want it to get Scott Pilgrim levels and people get disappointed. But I went in there with like no idea other than the shorts my freaking daughter watched on the little Roku device. Yeah. And I swear to God, I was blown the fuck away. I was like, what? This? Oh my God.
Yeah, I knew nothing about that at all. And when I came in there, I was just like, yeah, we're just going to watch it for fun. And it just definitely blew me away in terms of impressions.
Yeah, I need to go take my son to go see it.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, yeah, I want to go take my son to go see it. And then I want to go see it too, just because you've been hyping it up so much.
Dude, it's serious, man. I was just like, and I didn't have like, you know, less impressions or going with like it's going to be crappy type mindset. I just went in with, I don't know what's going to happen. It's supposed to be some big fluffy white character trying to catch balls and shit. And dude, like the whole story, the lead, like I said, it's like a mix of the Batman background or origin stories with that Mr. Freeze thrown in and some Goof Troop.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a radioactive marshmallow.
What were you saying?
I feel that Goof Troop thing. Yeah, I feel the Goof Troop thing now you said that.
Yeah, it's like the characters are so goofy, but at the same time the story's kind of serious. It just works so well. That balance is just perfect. I haven't seen that in a superhero movie in like I don't know how long. It's just amazing.
I picture like Flip watching it with the son, and son's like, "Oh man, this sucks. This is sappy." Flip's got like a tear running down his cheek.
Shut up, son.
You haven't lived life yet.
Exactly.
Oh, so I found my post.
Yeah. I can't find it.
I refer to him as a more forcedly good Jack Bauer type. I see why you might take that as an insult, but I meant like he just. had to kind of do things because he felt obligated to do good things. Don't get me wrong, I liked the guy, but I mean, you could tell that the writers were just like, we need a way to make him not just a badass who's just going to leave.
Yes, man. I guess.
Y'all ain't got no response to that? The Neg Factor just shit on y'all?
Just, it's where I'm from, you know, being compared to Kiefer Sutherland is not a compliment.
No, it's, but I said more forcibly good. I didn't say he was a Jack Bauer. I said he's Jack Bauer type. He doesn't sit there and say nuclear at any point or anything like that. So, you know, I don't have to correct him on his bad grammar or anything. He actually does a great job of killing people. So, you know, props to him.
You know what, ZP? You can insult me all you want. But you start assaulting the Lost Boys, I'm gonna fight you.
Oh man, yeah. Okay, truth.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw this out there. But Near Dark is like an infinitely better movie than Lost Boys.
Oh hell no!
What?
Near Dark's
I'm
good.
I'm sorry
though.
That
Near
you
Dark
are crushing on
though.
Bill Paxton so much.
I'm
but
selling
no.
my partnership.
So why'd you guys split up? Well, here, listen to this. Listen Severin, to our second and only episode.
Severin is head and shoulders above Bleach Blonde Vampire Bro.
Man, I swear to God, I punch you. How can you not love the Frog Brothers, man?
It's like loving Halloween 3 more than Halloween 1.
Oh shit. Ooh. Oh, ouch.
Where did I say I love it more? I watch it more.
There's a shot being fired.
Is love.
You're gonna fucking come here and insult the man in the house?
Nick Factor just took the big piece of chicken from ZP. It's on.
You're gonna get shanked with the screwdriver now.
You know, he says he shot him 6 times, but he shot him like 7 in the sequel with a 6-shooter. It's ridiculous.
I mean, you know, if he can actually be a child of Sam Hain and get to cheat death, then it's okay if he gets shot one extra time from a bullet that shouldn't exist. It's just fair game, man.
Well, like I say, I haven't seen Near Dark yet. I'm looking at it now, and I have not watched
it. You haven't seen Near Dark?
Nope. I need to see it, though, but I seriously doubt it's going to be better than the freaking...
There are a bunch of Confederate vampires...
Whoa.
In the 80s.
You'll love it.
You know,
you'll
love it. I know, right? Like, my boner just shot up like, what?
Digital Near Darkacy.
And I'm looking, I see some aliens people, no, Lance Hendrickson, Bill
All
Paxton.
The aliens people, yeah.
Fucking Adrian Pazdar.
Jeanette Goldstein.
From Heroes.
Vasquez.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, Vasquez is in it?
There may be a freaking vampire.
That's when you find out she's
hands.
Like a ginger Jewish lady and not really. They just like put some tan on her.
Oh wow, we may have a vampire movie fight in our hands.
Dude,
this may
there is nothing wrong with Near Dark, but Lost Boys any day of the week, I will take that. If nothing else, for the soundtrack alone.
The soundtrack, yes, the soundtrack is. But I still work out to the soundtrack.
Nice.
I still believe. Yeah. You know it, Tim Capello, baby, muscle dude with the sax and freaking skin tight purple pants.
Yeah, you can't.
Why do you remember that so vividly?
But yeah,
I told you I work out to it.
Yeah, definitely check out Near Dark, man. It's really fucking good. And then decide on which one you might.
It does have an absolutely stupid vampire cure at the end, but aside from that,
wait, are you basically telling me the ending is trash?
Yeah.
Did you just ruin the movie?
Spoiler.
I'm not watching the
ending is trash.
Vasquez is a ginger and the fucking ending is fucking trash.
You're like, my life is incomplete
it's,
now.
It's over. I'm just going to
watch
aliens.
What's wrong with gingers?
Again.
Gingers are fine.
Yo, gingers are fine, but Vasquez is Vasquez first, ginger second.
All right.
I think that's on a resume. Well, we talked about Big Hero 6, but and you know Clerks 3. Are there any other movies that are coming out that you guys are, you know, anticipating? You want to see?
Nightcrawler.
Like shit. Nightcrawler looks badass.
Yeah. That's probably about it for me. I'm not a big movie guy.
Are you going to just shit on Interstellar right now?
No. I'm interested, but we already talked about it, so I'm interested in that.
I want to see.
I need
yeah.
confirmation on air.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I definitely want to see Interstellar. That's Nolan. It's Nolan, man. I see all his movies.
Nightcrawler, I want to see. That looks badass. I'm anticipating Inherent Vice, which is the new P.T. Anderson movie that's coming out with Joaquin Phoenix and a fucking all-star cast.
When is it set? Is it like in the 60s or something? When is it it's set in like an older period, right?
Yeah, it's like a 70s.
No. Nice. Fucking ZP just put a fucking picture up of Jeanette Goldstein. Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit hard.
They dyed her and put contacts in.
Oh my god, that was way too close to freckles. I can't.
They couldn't find any real Mexican ladies in the '80s.
<They're> like, oh, that is so terrible.
They're like, oh, let's just put some tan on her.
Oh wow. what about you, Nag? What movie are you looking forward to?
Honestly, like other than Interstellar and Nightcrawler, there's nothing I'm really thinking about wanting to see that badly.
I'm in that same wavelength.
Inherent Vice, that's where my heart on is aiming for December. Fucking nice. Joaquin Phoenix, Reese Witherspoon, Josh Brolin. That fucking cast.
He's naming his gangbang fantasy right now.
bang me good.
I'm looking forward to Selma. It's like a Martin Luther King biopic, I think, and it's finna come out. Obviously, you guys might not be interested in that, but
really,
let's see.
It looks fucking dope, so I'm definitely gonna check that shit out when it comes out.
When are they releasing that Columbus Day or when?
Oh my god, are you serious? No, I don't know.
Lee Jackson King Day,
Robert E. Lee Day.
Oh shit, fucking Tom Wilkinson's in it. Alright, okay, I could possibly get down on that.
Oh yeah, he's the fucking president in that shit.
Oh shit.
Heck yeah.
If you don't know who that is Falcone from Batman Begins.
Ooh, nice.
Who is a fucking badass actor. So,
there he's dope.
Okay, someone, alright.
Yeah, man, check it out for him alone.
ZP, you don't have anything you're waiting on other than Nightcrawler or anything?
Not really. I'm not really waiting on any movie right now, I guess.
Just the Marvel movies.
Well, we went over VHS the VHS movies last episode. I'm looking to see VHS Viral, but I'm kind of waiting for home release for that. That's a third movie.
Oh, nice.
Is it going to be released, or is that like a straight-to-DVD thing?
It went to video on demand already.
VHS on demand?
Sure, why not? but, like, it's one of those weird things where they put it, it's like straight to streaming or whatever, then they put it in the theaters for, like, a few weeks at the end of this month. I'm just going to wait till it hits Netflix or disc.
Nice. Or another underground website that you may check out.
Right, one of those.
That will link you.
I know what you're going to link me, but...
You saying
stealing is wrong.
It's the worst.
I didn't tell you to download it, just stream it. It's different.
Different? this is how I justify myself.
It's not the same crime. It's not the same crime, I promise.
It's just passing through, so it's not like it's in your possession.
Exactly. I don't stop the train. It's all choo-choo.
What the fuck?
Well, since I was talking about my fucking... since Tubby was fucking with me about my gangbang fantasy for my actors, Flip brought up... if you had a Dreamcast of not the Sega system. Not Sega Dreamcast. Blue just got a boner just now on accident. But yeah.
Randy Moss.
Dreamcast is over here.
But your dream film or TV cast with five actors or actresses and a director. This is optional for Toby since he doesn't follow shit.
Well, I'll go first then, motherfucker. Yeah, shit.
Go for it. All right. You can't say Matthew McConaughey. I'm
just kidding. Damn it.
He's like, Toby's like, I'm going to clone McConaughey.
You left me Woody, though. You left me Woody.
He's like, I'm going to clone McConaughey. I'm going to use him four times, and then Woody, and then fuck you.
Yeah. It's Woody and McConaughey in a Dark Souls movie.
Wow.
No,
I'd
bash
the shit out of that. I'm sure it'd be terrible.
No, actually, I was going to say, kind of like the perfect cast of what The Expendables should be from 80s action stars. Director, I give no shits about. But yeah, basically, the Expendable movies made to their full potential would be my perfect dream.
But not with them, with like their brothers. So it'd be like Don Swayze and like
Frank Stallone.
Yeah,
that's your add into my dream. I said I want the real ones. Don't put that shit on me.
Yeah, but this sounds like this may be
okay. But, hold, but who's the cast? You got to fucking tell me some.
Obviously
people.
Arnold. Obviously Stallone, Van Damme, Lundgren, and Matthew McConaughey.
You're talking about like in their primes?
Yeah, they're always in their prime.
I don't know, man. Arnold looks like he's struggling. Shit.
I saw Walmart recently. He can still bench press you.
Yeah, hey, all those fucking containers of fucking protein powder.
Yeah. Now, and like I said, director, I give a shit. I mean, I don't. Yeah.
ZP.
It's very hard.
I know. I know.
I guess I'd go. Let's do Danny McBride and the Marx Brothers.
Okay. And what about director?
Fuck.
With Wingard directing.
I guess I should have said.
Let's have Simon Barrett write it and Adam Wingard direct.
And this is going to be a sci-fi movie, correct?
No, it'll have to be a horror thriller.
Okay.
With the Marx Brothers and Danny McBride.
Does McBride have a no nudity clause?
Oh my god.
I think we're digging a little deeper into you, Kaiser. What do you mean with the no nudity?
I want to see McBride's nuts. Okay, I'll just throw it out there.
Come on, son.
Just his nuts.
Just his nuts. That's it. I don't need the full package. Just a glimpse.
That's fucking.
Neg, what about you? What would
come back to me because I'm actually still putting together the cast. I actually have 3 out of 5. I'm working on this.
Are you doing like a? Are you calculating like a fucking formula or something? Or
what? Oh, I'm coming up with the ultimate formula. Oh yeah.
Wait, I get one more because there's only 3 Marx Brothers who acted, so I'm gonna throw in Harrison Ford.
Nice. Which Harrison Ford? Like Air Force One Ford or like
Temple of Doom?
Nice.
I'm throwing in Mads Mikkelsen too.
Ooh, very nice. What was the fucking Viking movie he was in? Where he was like fucking missing an eye and shit?
Valhalla Rising?
Yeah. I saw like pieces of that and he was like fucking some dude up with a rock.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Mads Mikkelsen.
Hannibal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. For the TV show.
Dude, that should have won the 4 movie Oscar, but they shitted on him.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
He was crying blood. I might have to check Hannibal Cena. Out,
all right, I got this.
Go ahead.
What was that, ZP?
I don't know. Okay, so Christopher Nolan will be my director.
Okay.
Because he has to be.
No, just play.
Okay, so I'm getting all my people in my prime here. So I want Gary Cole.
Nice.
American Gothic style Gary Cole.
Okay.
Have any of you seen that? So
yeah, he was a sheriff.
I don't know what that is.
I'm Sheriff Lucas Buck. That's Buck with a B. Lance Henriksen back in Aliens time.
Word.
Julianne Moore.
Word.
John Cusack.
All right.
And Billy Zane, but I want the Billy Zane specifically from Demon Knight. Best fucking role he has ever had and ever will.
I don't know, son. He was killing in fucking Zoolander.
And Back to the Future.
A Tombstone, but a great theater man.
That's right.
Frank Stallone was in Tombstone.
Yes, he was. We had a long-running joke for years about Frank Stallone being the better Stallone.
Terrible.
What about you, Flip? What's your cast?
I literally did not think this through at all.
It was your
I know. I was suggestion. Like, I know. I was like, I'm gonna fucking come up with a fucking.
He's
cast
like,
easily on the fly.
I'm the idea man.
Exactly. I just come up with the shit. I don't expect to actually do the shit.
Okay. Gotta be. Fucking the brown god himself, Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Luther King, Tupac.
my man, fucking Jeff Goldblum, Melissa Leo, because she's been killing in basically everything she's been in. George Clooney, and let's see, Sam Rockwell. I think okay, that's good. What is that? Is
that's,
that
four? Or yeah. Five?
Okay. And for four. My director,
I think that was four.
Is that four? Melissa Leo, fucking Denzel, George Clooney, Sam Rock. Yeah, that's four. Fifth.
One, two, three, four, fifth.
Vern Troyer.
Mike Rick Moranis.
That's actually a good one.
What, Rick Moranis?
Yeah.
Yo, me and my kid watched like all the fucking Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movies one weekend. He's loving them.
Spaceballs.
Fucking Ghostbusters. Strange Brew.
Dog. Who do I want for my fifth, man?
I don't know. It's your fucking
coach. I don't know, man. It's a big decision right now.
Can I steal? Oh no! From
what's
yours?
What's the dude?
Mike. Billy Zane.
Nah, definitely not Mike Epps.
Fucking, Billy Zane from Demon Knight.
The guy from.
Damn, you take forever to get to the podcast and to the point.
Fuck you. Fucking. I think it's
Joey Lawrence.
Is it Christopher Waltz or Christoph Waltz? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. From Inglourious Basterds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Him.
No, from The Green Hornet.
Damn.
And I guess for director. I'll go with Fincher.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll put together some great shit with that cast.
All right. Let's see. For mine, we had a couple of fucking similarities there, Flip. Let's see. Mine were Gary Oldman, Sam Rockwell, Chris Cooper, mm-hmm. who is good in everything, even in Money Train. And let's see. So that's three. I would say PSH, but if that negates it because he's dead, then I would have to say probably I'll go with Christian Bell.
I don't think dead people matter. I picked the Marx Brothers.
I mean, I was going to say something, but I was like, fuck it, let's just roll with it.
So
I didn't stipulate it, so fuck it.
Okay, well, if death is not a stipulation, I'll go with PSH for, you know, Philip Seymour Hoffman. And then, I don't know, it's a tough choice between Paul Thomas Anderson or Fincher, because with that cast, they could do some wonders there. But I'll go with Paul Thomas Anderson just to change it up. And then,
go ahead. I don't want to cut you off, even though I'm doing that already. Sorry.
Asshole. No, but and then for actress for the fifth one, I'd go Meryl Streep. Just go ahead and round that out.
Sure.
And that's a good solid cast right there for me. Yeah. Even though there's so many more.
And who did you pick for your director? PTA?
Yeah, I'll go PTA.
Yo, you know what I want
to. Huh?
My whole thing was a sausage fest. I just realized that.
No, you're a sexist. No women. It's over.
No. Nothing but dick.
Female fans are just terrible. Just hating it. Can I change? I want to change my director from Fincher to Scorsese.
Okay. All right. We'll give you that one. We'll give it to you.
Thanks, bud.
Coming this summer.
I mean, we're all playing fantasy movie football league. So.
From Tubby comes the Sausage Fest.
Oh, my God.
It's a harrowing tale.
Nobody's going to be safe in the gym again.
That's right, baby. Go ahead, deadlift that girl.
I guess this could also segue into that. But like
into a sausage fest.
Into a sausage fest. What are your favorite sausages? And
no. No.
Bring out my list.
You're like, how many hours do we have left on this?
Break out the Rolodex.
There you go. No, but best. Who do you think best? You know, underrated actors, actresses are. Right now,
they're all overrated to me, so I don't know.
Oh my god.
Guys, let's start a podcast where we talk about movies that I know nothing about.
Y'all said I could be that guy. Fuck you.
I'll let you talk about Dark Souls, and then you talk about that, and then me and Flip and ZP will take the movie part.
go ahead, Flip. Underrated. I don't know, man. I don't
Walton
know
how many
underrated cats are out there. Oh, Walter Goggins? Is he? I don't know, man.
He's getting that Tarantino love nowadays.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going to be in The Hateful Eight. He was in Django.
Okay, I haven't seen Django yet, so I need to get on that.
Oh, you haven't seen Django?
That's on Netflix Django now.
Yeah, Django was fucking dope.
Yeah, it was.
I think
dope-ass soundtrack, too.
Yeah, it was good.
What do you think, Neg? Who's underrated?
Well, since I don't really follow actors and actresses very closely and mostly just watch movies for movies,
thank you.
I'm going to go out there for Tubby and I'm going to say the guy who sings I Still Believe in The Lost Boys. Underrated job.
Fucking Capello.
Tim Capello. Doing a cover of The Call.
Hold on, did Neg give us a 5?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he
did.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I changed it also to actually include Denzel Washington afterwards, but I did that.
I cannot believe you weren't paying enough attention to know next slide.
He just mutes the show when it's guest time. Oh, the guest is talking? Mute.
Oh, it's my turn to talk here. Unmute.
Chill, son.
Yeah, I love you all.
Yeah, like for me, I think Rockwell's on my list for underrated. Him and Ben Foster as well.
Does Rockwell get any hate anywhere, though?
You said what?
Not that he gets hate, but just, like, people, I mean...
He doesn't get love.
Yeah, like, he's just, like, I mean, he doesn't get that many big movie parts, you know?
Yeah, people always rave about him, like critics, too, but he just doesn't, he doesn't get those big, huge roles.
But, you know, the roles he does get are...
He kills everything.
Fucking kills it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like fucking Moon, fucking
yeah, dog.
Ninja Turtles,
hell yeah!
I haven't seen it. But
I still haven't seen it.
No, the old one. He was the head thug in the original.
No,
you want regular or menthols?
Exactly. Oh yeah, okay.
I didn't even remember he was in that shit.
I tell you what's overrated: Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim is beautiful. Stop it.
I liked it.
Shit was horrible.
Fucking urine meter. People are like, what the fuck is Scott Pilgrim? You fucking know.
Be thankful you don't know.
Anybody else?
Damn, son.
I don't have any good choices for an underrated actor, I think.
Like for me, my choices would be like Eric Bana.
Eric Bana is nice. Still
Foster.
My favorite Bruce Banner, by the way.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Chopper?
Nope.
Oh, dude, he does that guy justice.
God, man, fucking check out Chopper Flip. It's like a true story about this guy back in the 80s who was just fucking a criminal and fucking insane, and
he killed drug dealers for fun.
Yeah, exactly. And fucking and so Bana is Chopper. It's Mark Chopper Reed, and I forget how much weight he put on. He's fucking like just all fat and shit. And he's fucking. I mean, it's pretty good, man. Definitely check it out.
Think American History X in reverse, as far as muscle gain goes.
Right.
Oh shit.
He bends on cheeseburgers and curls.
Yo, I just thought of a fucking underrated dude, but I have to Google his name. So y'all keep going.
Like yeah, and like Ben Foster. Ben Foster's good in everything he does too, but he just doesn't get all the big shit. Like fucking he was fucking dope in 310 to Yuma and fucking
310 to Yuma was a good movie, man.
Yeah, it was.
A lot of people didn't check that shit out, dog. But
and fucking like Alpha Dog and shit. Like he's good in everything he does. It's just
Alpha Dog was good too, man.
Yeah, it was surprisingly good considering the premise. I was like,
well,
wow.
Speaking of 310 to Yuma, Kevin Durant's pretty underrated, I guess.
The basketball player.
When's he gonna
dunk?
He just
won MVP.
That's actually what I thought first. I might have to Google this.
Nah, Kevin Durant, the tall motherfucker.
He's awesome.
From the basketball player.
The basketball player.
Oh, Durant with a D.
Yeah, yeah. From Mystery Alaska and
oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that guy. He's fucking excited, though.
The big Tremor brother out of Smoking Aces.
That dude's big badass in every movie. He's like, I love that dude.
He's like, tell me, but Canadian.
Yeah. That dude's fucking amazing, dude.
Y'all have to check that guy out, man.
Yeah, everything he's in, like, he's usually playing some dumb, hilarious character, like goof character, but even when he's a badass, he's like really a badass.
For real.
Yeah.
Okay. That's who I was gonna say. Fucking I think Tom Hardy is a little bit underrated.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, besides Bronson, what fucking lead roles has he ever gotten?
Mad Max.
He's getting Mad Max. He got the Lawless.
Shit, he's the new Mad Max. Shit.
You know who's really
Lawless? Sergeant. Yeah.
I'm gonna throw y'all a curveball. You know who's really underrated? Peter Stormare.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Russian guy from the freaking bug commercials and stuff, or BMW, whatever that was.
Swedish motherfucker from Fargo.
Yeah. Yeah, he's so good, dude.
Damn, was he also in fucking Constantine?
Yep.
Yeah, yes. He was the devil.
Oh,
he's in
shit.
A lot
yeah. Yo,
of
he
shit.
Can act, dog.
Yeah, he was in fucking...
You will see him everywhere, but nobody ever like, says
his name.
Because
nobody knows his fucking name. Yeah.
He's like Voldemort, man.
I love
that's
that
good
dude.
Good pick, Tubby. Good job, bud.
Thank you, baby. I came through.
Damn, look at Tubby clutching that shit. Fucking defusing the bomb. Tubby defusing bombs and shit.
Leading into our Call of Duty.
Exactly. So our next topic that I'm going to bring up is fucking Call of Duty. Tubby forced me by gunpoint to get the new one. And he said if I didn't, he was going to club a baby seal to death, which I kind of wanted to see, but...
I still did it anyway.
What'd you get it on? Fucking...
360.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're not Rich Flip.
Yeah, we ain't that next gen.
we ain't getting on that fucking podcast money, Flip.
Y'all fucking up, son.
I wanted to tell you, man, you liked Reach, right?
Yes, I did.
You know, and it was funny. It took me forever to click why I was so in love with this Call of Duty and why it was, like, so familiar. But this game plays like fucking Reach, dude. The exosuit.
Well, I've seen in the commercials they got dudes jumping around with their jetpacks and shit.
Yeah, everybody's got jetpacks, but the exo abilities are, like, the cloak, the ping, the sprint. You know, I'm serious, dude. It plays like freak. If Reach was constantly on SWAT, like when we play hardcore, it's freaking Halo Reach, dude. Just with a Call of Duty feel to it, and it fits perfectly. I mean, it's not as good as, say, the Blops 2, in my opinion, because that's the best Call of Duty ever, but for a Call of Duty that's trying new shit, it's really good. I didn't even think you would enjoy it, because it really does feel like freaking Halo Reach.
Hmm. I've heard good things about it.
So I never played Halo Reach, so this one kind of pisses me off a little bit. Fucking all these motherfuckers jumping around with their little boosty ass jetpacks and shit.
I save clips of Kaiser like missing everything and dying.
So basically, it's the exact same game as Destiny. Gotcha.
Well, I would say I haven't played Destiny, so I can't say, but I would say that this game set out to do Halo better than Halo as far as ever since Reach came out. Like to my opinion, it's a better Halo than Halo 4 was.
So it's Halo of Duty?
Yeah, it pretty much is. But it's not in a bad way like you would think, oh God, they're ruining Call of Duty because they still have the good Call of Duty elements, in my opinion.
They're ruining Call of Duty.
What are you trying to say, VP? You trying to fight again? But now, yeah, if you liked Reach, I would definitely check out this Advanced Warfare. It's funny because the Halo 5 beta footage came out and it looks like they're trying to copy Advanced Warfare. And it's like, but... Advanced Warfare is already copying Halo, and you're turning Advanced Warfare into shit. How do you do that?
I might check it out. I don't know.
It's like, I don't know. It's like too much shit going on all at once. It's so fucking chaotic.
Yeah, it's very chaotic. Honestly, Blops 2 feels like a vacation from the chaos.
How flavor of the month is this going to be with your Call of Duty crew?
Actually, I plan on getting the season pass. I actually really enjoy it. It's really that good.
Yeah, but you're kind of a whore and you buy season passes.
Whoa.
And you convince other people to buy season passes.
I convince people to buy the only
That's the sign of a guilty man.
the only time I convinced somebody to buy a season pass for anything other than Gears was for Blops 2, and I still play Blops 2 religiously, sir.
Can you put your hand on a Bible and say that?
I ain't got a Bible.
If a season pass came out for Dark Souls 2, I'm pretty sure you'd recommend that shit.
Hell yeah. I just reviewed it. It's good. If the 360 had a season pass option, I'd say get it. But no, seriously, I plan on seeing Advanced Warfare to the end until the next Treyarch game comes through. It's really good. I mean, I'll take breaks and go back to Blops 2 because Blops 2 is a fucking masterpiece. But Advanced Warfare is really worth the money. It's really good.
I mean, luckily for me, I got it on sale. I got it for $25 opposed to $60. Otherwise, I would have been fucking pissed. But you know, hey, it's whatever. I'm seeing it through, I guess.
What kind of fucking hookup did you get, son?
Yeah, that's a little birthday money right there.
Oh,
yeah. If you're not used to chaotic environment, it may be a shell shock for you. And there are some things that need to be patched. I mean, it's the first week of launch, or this is the second week now. So there's going to be some fixes coming in. So there's some shit that bullshit right now. But that's shit that's going to be easily fixed. And once they fine-tune it, this game's going to run smooth as shit.
Like especially playing, like, Surge, it's like, oh, shit, I got to plant a bomb. Oh, shit, there's motherfuckers flying above me. I got to watch them. Oh, now I got to try to plant this shit. Oh, now I'm getting fucking knifed in the back because the fucking dude that was up in the air now fucking dropped down and kicked me in the fucking head. Oh, yeah.
I heard camping is way down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, because you camp, you fucking die. There's jetpacks everywhere.
Yeah, fucking pigeons flying everywhere.
Yeah. It's funny, though. I should have saved the clip of Kaiser, like the first day he never looked up at all. Like, some dude's, like, jetpacking around him up and down. He never looks up. Like, you can see the shadow on his screen, and the dude never looks up.
Terrible.
What do you think? Focusing
on the task at hand.
What do you think, Neg?
What do I think about Kodaw?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah. First of all, let me say a couple things.
Wait. Is he about to shit on it, or is he about to say he loves it?
Well, I don't know. Let's find out.
One.
I want to take a bet.
Call of Duty. Fuck that game. Don't care.
Oh.
Two. I've played COD Blops before. COD Blops 2, giant piece of shit. Like, the kind of game that only some Travis Tritt-looking motherfucker would be interested in playing.
I number see your three. Opinion, sir, and I respect
number three.
It.
Tubby is powering
Tubby.
Up.
Tubby.
Mm-hmm.
There is no Five Nights at Freddy's going on your stream, and I'm pissed.
You know, I see your point number two, and I respect your opinion. Everybody is entitled to it.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
I won't even challenge it. You know what? You probably checked out Blops 2 and thought, only Travis Tritt motherfuckers would like this piece of shit, and I would agree with that. I'm sorry for the no Five Nights at Freddy's yet. But I am going to pay full price for it to make up for it.
But, I mean, if you throw a jetpack in a Five Nights at Freddy's, then he'll fucking stream that shit.
Look, y'all keep hating because I can jetpack around. Don't be hating. Sorry, I got used to jetpacks in Halo Reach. Crucify me now.
Jetpacking around, throwing deer corn. Fuck you.
Oh, fucking deer. ZP.
ZP.
Oh, shit. At the same
my opinions
time.
On Call of Duty?
Yes, please. Please.
It's not Fable.
Thank God.
Fable's the best.
Fable 1, 2, or 3?
All of them.
It's not any of them, but it's certainly no Fable 2.
Oh, good.
Fable is an entity now.
It
it's
is,
a sentient
I mean,
being.
It's not even pub games, to be honest.
Oh, I'm actually offended on that one. You know, they can say fuck Blobs 2 all the time, but you're saying this ain't even pub games?
Pub games is legit. I mean, Call of Duty is Call of Duty.
I'm going to have to agree with ZP on this one.
Y'all going to spin some roulettes and be like, yo, this is better than Call of Duty.
You ever played Fortune's Tower, dude?
Played what now?
Fortune's Tower.
What is it, ZP? Tell me.
It's legit card game, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a card game, right? Card game.
It's card game.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck
if I
want
to play Magic,
right?
I go to the local games card shop and I sit down with all them greasy nerds and play Magic.
Why do they have to be greasy?
Have you ever been around some Magic players?
Yeah, exactly. They're always
hey,
greasy.
I played Magic. Are you greasy?
Come around me when I'm cooking, Nick.
I stopped, though. Shit. I got off the addiction.
He dried up.
And he liked that Fable thing.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Good shit. I'd like to take this opportunity to reach out to all of our listeners. I need Fable weapons bad.
Just two of them, though, because he's done, like, farm for freaking year for the rest.
Please reach out.
If any of you have the Ice Maiden or Mallet's Mallet,
those names alone,
please contact us.
I think we just lost all our listeners.
Those names alone are killing me. I'm like praying Mallet's for your soul Mallet. Based on those names alone.
If you can help CP out, please please hit us on Twitter and fucking help us out.
I
want to
make this end.
But it ain't going to. You talk about, hey, you got like two other games to head on to before they even announce the whatever edition.
ZP, I need you to come clean. Digital Confederacy was created so you had a forum base to try and search out your guns. Is that correct?
Well, I think one of them's a sword.
That doesn't make it better.
I'm trying to get this unlocked. I don't even know what it is.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man. So if I can today I just wrote an article about a new band on digitalconfederacy.com, and so
like repurposed band.
You like that?
It's the Mars Volta like over again.
But I was wondering what are you guys listening to? You guys listening to anything new or just some old shit? Just video game soundtracks?
Not listening to Ghost, that's for sure.
Ghost BC or Ghost soundtrack like the game?
No, Ghost the band, that the try hard too edgy for me band, that band.
I heard about them. Yeah, I heard that they're pretty mediocre.
You know, they're like Blue Oyster Cult mixed with Beach Boys if both those bands suck.
I could see that.
Yeah. I mean, they got some good songs, but it's almost like a fluke. Like, somebody, like, played some other track over when they're recording the studio. Yeah.
Like, it's not all bad. It's got some hits and misses.
Mostly misses. Like, it's like your accuracy in Call of Duty.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Yeah, see, if this game didn't suck, it would have a Betty waiting there for you. That would fucking destroy it.
Yeah, but on the real, I've been listening to new retro wave, like, constantly in my car. That and talk radio is all I listen to, so.
Yeah, fucking new retro wave. I've been bumping the shit out of that at work.
Yeah.
And then, I just downloaded that Anti-Mask. And that was fucking badass.
I'm sorry, I'm just picturing Blast Face right now. I look.
He's gonna fucking pedal 700 miles just to fucking stab you.
The motherfucker's on a bike right now.
You motherfucker.
he's like Jedi Sabah Strikes Back. What did they say on me about the internet?
Yeah. Oh, he's gonna fucking come murder you. Oh man. I do not envy you, my friend.
What do you listen to, ZP?
I got the new Hail Mary Malin album, Bestiary. That's Aesop Rock and Rob Sonic.
Nice.
Nice.
I also, a couple weeks ago, got the new Rancid album, and that...
Really? They're still around?
Still around. Yeah. Their side projects are pretty much more interesting than their albums, but...
Wow.
I'm being honest there. I mean, my favorite Rancid CD is still their 2000 self-titled, but I still buy every new one.
Just out of pity for them?
Well, no, I mean, it's still serviceable, but it's just not... I mean, it is what it is. But the new Hail Mary Malin's really good.
I'll have to check that out.
Nice,
cause,
nice.
Because I've been listening to fucking Run the Jewels.
Mm-hmm.
One and two, which is fucking badass.
I'm gonna go ahead and say
the whole album's streaming on YouTube. You can just like play the whole thing. So
nice.
If you don't want to purchase or illegally download,
which we don't recommend here at Stonewall Jackson 5 or Digital Confederacy.
Don't be
no,
bad.
Only if it's a movie
or TV show.
But
I'm gonna go ahead and say Neg, besides Tim Capello, what are you listening to?
Sorry. I actually haven't listened to anything new in quite a while. Mostly I'm just listening to what I always listen to, which is either Bad Religion, 80s music in general, or techno and stuff. But I'll also go ahead and plug Turquoise Jeep Records, because, man, that terrible stuff is awesome.
Turquoise Jeep Records?
Yeah, go YouTube it right now. Like that video I played in put on Blighttown forums.
Oh, I'm going to check that out. How long ago did you put the video on?
You put it in the Blighttown, or I put it in the Blighttown section. You had already checked that one out, I think, and you were just like, "That's fucking hilarious."
What type of music?
Is that one with they're like the crazy stage setting?
Treat me like a pirate. Yeah.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah. I knew you're talking about. Yeah, I knew you're talking about.
Okay.
That.
Treat me like a pirate and give me that booty.
What the fuck?
Flip's like, I can't even deal with this shit anymore.
It's like
I'm just fucking. I'm
Tubby. I just want you to go listen to Sex Syrup. It'll make your day.
I will do that. It reminds me of some GMC for show type stuff when I listen to it.
What about you, Flip? What you listening to?
I be fucking listening to that Stonewall Jackson 5, son.
I've
listened
too.
To the first episode like 5 times.
Couple weeks. Jesus. You're like, God, I sound sexy.
I love the sound of my voice, man.
I'm not one to brag, but. Yeah.
Just like in the shower, just like beating it. Just
the
like,
sound
of
my voice is the lube for my
woman.
For the listeners out there. nah, but fucking that, like, just podcast in general, really, is what I typically listen to. Sports radio and fucking Run the Jewels too, son.
That's good shit. Yeah, I've been listening to that, and then the new We Were Promised Jetpacks. And, all that shizzle.
So I just downloaded the fucking True Detective soundtrack, though, so I'm going to be fucking listening to that shit tomorrow.
Nice. I still listen to the Fallout 3 soundtrack, including the main title theme. I deadlifted my PR max to the main title theme. When you boot the game up, the Fallout theme, that's what I hit my deadlift max to.
Nice.
But I want to notice that nobody is saying they're listening to Ghost, right?
I don't know.
No. I was listening to you talk about how mediocre Ghost was.
Wait, did you say Ghost? Or fucking... Wait. What do you clarify here? What are you talking about?
It's a band called Ghost.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Swayze movie. It's about to be like, son, don't
the Swayze movie is
don't
infinitely
you
better.
Fucking diss that masterpiece right there.
No, the Swayze movie is infinitely better than the band. I mean, next you're going to say Left 4 Dead 2 is good.
What?
Left 4 Dead 2 is great, but Bill sucks.
Wait, motherfuckers don't like Left 4 Dead? Never mind, bruh.
I mean, I picked that up, and nobody wants to play it. So.
Dude, I'll play Left 4 Dead 2 anytime, except I don't have a 360, so...
Wow.
So you just look at the
Left
4
Dead 2 is
case.
A classic, though. Anybody who says otherwise should just fucking stop living.
Blasto's like, I love you, chocolate Jesus.
Oh, man. So fucking, ZP, you linked a write-up on the front page for Evil Dead for the TV show that they just fucking, I guess, greenlit the shit out of. Have they started filming it yet, or did they just greenlight it?
No, it hasn't been filming, but Sam Raimi and his brother Ivan have been writing it, so.
Nice.
Supposed to come out next year, which is a lot more firm than all the bullshit we've been hearing for the past, like, 15, 20 years about Evil Dead 4.
I thought you were about to say the past 9 or 10 months about True Detective Season 2.
Army of Darkness 2.
How do you think it's going to fit into a TV format, ZP?
What'd you say?
How do you think it's going to fit into a TV format, though?
I
mean, the movies are
fine.
Like carnival rides, so how's it going to change that up for TV?
I mean, I'm a little put off that it's a half-hour episode and not full-hour long,
ouch.
But... considering what they can do pretty much anything they want on
Stars.
Stars, because I guess I never watched Spartacus, but
Spartacus,
that's known for its blood and boobs, so they can do anything they want pretty much. I think it'll translate fine.
Do you think it'll be more like Army of Darkness style, or more like Evil Dead, like Evil Dead style, do you think? I mean, I know it's the same, but not really, you know.
There's no way of knowing, but if I had to guess, I'd say Evil Dead, more Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
Where it's comedy, but with more of a horror tinge than Army of Darkness is more fantasy.
So right. there's no hope of Bubba Hotep 2.
Thank God.
Well, there is, but not with Bruce Campbell.
What network is it going to be on?
Stars.
No wonder you listen to this shit five quality. Times.
Yo, I have to I'm partially deaf in like all my ears.
No wonder you really. You're like, I listened to it five times because I wasn't paying attention when I was actually doing it.
So. Son, I fucking was looking at Facebook. I just saw Quentin Tarantino's retiring after his fucking next movie.
No, he's got three more.
Dog, it's yeah, all right, son.
ZP's on the inside. ZP's on the emailer, dog.
He said he would do 10. One more movie is 7. So, oh no, is 8. So he's got 9, 10.
Oh, 10, 10, 10. All right.
Yeah.
You know how Gamergate has that freaking email list? Yeah, ZP's on that for the movie version.
Director Journal Pros, dude.
Quentin Gate.
Gotta keep your ear to the ground.
He's like, he calls me. I say, what's up? We have lunch. He tells me what he's doing.
What?
Don't worry, Flip. You'll listen to it later. You'll understand.
Just for that, I'm only listening to this three times.
I'm cutting you off at 2.
Oh, man.
The Stonewall Jackson 5.
The Stonewall Jackson 5.
The Stonewall Jackson 5.
The Stonewall Jackson 5.
The Stonewall Jackson 5. The Stonewall Jackson 5. The Stonewall Jackson 5. The Stonewall Jackson 5. The Stonewall Jackson 5.
Alright, we got some listener questions.
We do got some listener questions.
Hey, who's hosting this show now?
Oh, shit. Tubby trying to fucking steal your shine, son.
You know what? I'll give you the reins fucking here on out.
I don't want to ride the horse.
Nah, Tubby, don't talk to fucks.
Don't fucking backpedal now, you son of a bitch.
I can't ride the horse.
Crawfishing.
I was not catfishing. I did not hear a single thing Ned Factor said about the Evil Dead TV show.
Okay.
That's because you didn't ask.
Hey, Nick Factor.
I'm asking.
Oh, hello there. Yeah, I am interested in it now that I know that it exists, but hearing that it's only 30 minutes long kind of worries me. I am glad to see Bruce Campbell's getting work that actually has a budget to its name.
Now it's on Stars. We don't know if it has a budget.
Okay, all right, that's fair. But, you know, unlike Tubby there, I thought Bubba Hotep was a giant turd. So that's just me personally.
What the fuck?
Uh-huh, yep. Yeah, we disagree now.
Yo, Black Daff K and freaking White Elvis can't fucking fight mummies?
That ship has sailed, man. The love is over.
I'm going to fight you and Blast.
He's going to have a fucking cage match.
Bring it. We'll be a team once again, and then you can actually show us how much more accurate you are than Blasto in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. You know what? Speaking on the 30-minute episode, it might actually fit the roller coaster ride theme better if it's shorter.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or they could just try to squeeze it on the 30 and fuck it up. But
I mean, we know that actually means 22 minutes. So,
commercial. Well, not time. On Stars, though, because it's no commercials.
No commercials.
Oh, Stars, sir. Yep.
I imagine they do it where they just have one episode run directly into the next. It's not going to be, like, episodic.
Right.
In nature, so.
At least you
would be. Yeah. Ideally, it'd be. Like 5 hours long, then, given 10 episodes.
Word.
Or like, yeah. Hopefully we'll do it that way.
5 hours of Evil Dead. The ride never ends.
Tubby, you're in charge of marketing. So our first Twitter question is from Dusto. It says, what is the most shockingly violent or brutal film that you've seen?
I haven't seen that film yet. I'm still waiting to be shocked.
Fucking damn. Let me think about it.
I mean, I don't know about as a whole. I know certain scenes from certain movies.
Like, Ichi the Killer was fucked up, but I don't watch a lot of that super violent stuff that would shock. I'm not a gore guy.
Like fucking, like torture porn and shit?
Yeah, torture porn is just kind of garbage to me.
Yeah, I don't really like that shit, so I don't watch a lot of it.
I checked out Cannibal Holocaust, and that's kind of like meta.
Oh, man, yeah, that's a thing.
Like, I saw The Devil was pretty brutal to a point, but it fit the movie. It wasn't like, you know what I mean? It wasn't like done over, like just for fucking like torture porn value. It actually fit, you know?
I saw a very violent cat death in Boondock Saints.
Did that shock you?
It actually surprised me.
Yeah, it scared me when it happened. It was like, boom!
If you tell me that cat's fucking name.
Not to get too far into spoilers, but there was a big shock of one that, you know it's coming, but in Interstellar.
Oh, God, don't do it.
Don't make me mute.
I'm not going to say anything more, but there's one that, you know, even though you know it's coming, it still makes you jump.
Well, you just stole my
thunder. Oh, yeah, no, you're right, though. ZP, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, you just stole my thunder because one of the best lines in Boondock Saints is when the guy, after killing the cat, tells him, I can't walk down the street to buy a pack of cigarettes without running to somebody's dick, you sucked.
Without running to 9 guys, you fucked.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, fucking shocking, brutal films. I mean, Hard Candy's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Hard Candy had lots of fucking cringeworthy moments in that shit.
That's like, true.
Yeah.
But you didn't see a lot of it in Hard Candy. It was.
No, but you got mind fucked
it
into
it. It was implied. Yeah.
Vagina Dentata was crazy too.
Oh, teeth?
Teeth.
That's what did you call it?
Vagina Dentata. Oh. That's like the medical name, faux medical name for it.
I've never heard anybody refer to that movie as that. I've always heard it just referred to as teeth.
I couldn't even watch that shit. Like after
that's
the first.
The term.
Yeah, that's the term for it. When a vagina has teeth on it that can knock your dick off, it's vagina.
All right.
I felt bad for the gynecologist. He was just doing his job.
For real, man.
he's just trying to make a living. You know,
and
fucking
you know what?
Put
so
kids
what?
To college.
The dude wasn't in love with the girl. Does that mean his dick got to go?
Does he got to get eaten by a dog? I mean, you know.
Yeah, for real, man.
It's whatever. Let's see. It looks like... what about Neg? Did you have any fucked up shit?
Oh, I mean, I already called my Boondock Saints thing there. I guess if I want to cop out again, I can say History of Violence, because, I mean, it's violent.
But is it shockingly violent?
The shocking thing is that fucking stare scene.
Oh, that's gotta hurt, man.
Or the guy getting his face blown off with a shotgun?
I don't know. I don't think there's anything that's really been shockingly violent to me. I've been watching horror movies since I was 4, so it's like you really got to turn it up if you want to freak me out.
Exactly.
Like
we watch Hellraiser, man. What you gonna do with that?
Like I've never seen it, but I've just heard fucking a Serbian film.
That one's dirty. That one's just dirty.
Hearing the description keeps me from watching that.
Exactly.
I don't need to see it.
I know, well, I don't...
The worst scene in it is barely shown. I'll go ahead and give you that.
With the baby fucking?
Yeah, it's barely like...
The fuck?
Yeah.
It's gratuitous for the sake of being gratuitous. It's just kind of over the top.
Oh, just reading the plot, it doesn't seem like I would get anything out of that.
No, it was a shitty film, dude.
I haven't watched the Human Centipede movies for the same reason.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you're missing the second much. One. The second one's the creepiest fucker, though.
I haven't seen either one, man. I didn't. After
the first one kind of bored me to tears, but the second one I was like, ooh.
I just skipped the second one because the first one also bored me to tears.
Yeah,
it was
so boring, wasn't it, dude? It was boring as shit, but the second one, they cranked that shit up. It was actually pretty good. Creep factor wise, it was good.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what was the fucking movie? Antichrist? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, where like, I forget what she does with the dick, but it's pretty terrible.
She fucking, like, smashes him with the fucking, like, 2x4 in the fucking dick and then jerks him off and he fucking comes blood and all this bullshit.
Yeah. It was another shock film. It's like, it's kind of
like a fun day.
Yeah. It's basically a Serbian film, like, American version.
Right. With Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
let's see. Our second question, Dusto sent two in. His second one is, if you could pull, or if you could be, like, Last Action Hero and jump into any movie, what would it be? Would you be yourself or become a character?
Porn all day, son.
Straight or gay?
I'm about to say, you gotta specify,
dog. Does it matter? I'm getting off all day. Come on.
He going training. I know.
I'm gonna be like, it matters. whatever one blaster didn't have a bike in, that's the one I'm in.
A Serbian film, then?
Oh, damn. Oh.
What about you, Flip?
Any movie I could be? I don't know.
I would advise against the Martin Luther King movie. I'm just saying.
I mean, only as him. I don't know. I always admired Ray Allen in He Got Game. I don't know if y'all saw that shit or not, but
He Got Game was pretty good. Yeah. I mean, Ray Allen was garbage in it, you know? Cause
no, he was terrible, but
because he's not a fucking actor, but yeah. Fucking, you know?
No, it was. I think it was slept on personally. It was slept on Spike Lee joint, but
I mean, as a whole, it's a good. I mean, I like it, but
yeah, I fucked with it. But yeah, I'd probably be I might be me him.
Especially when he makes up with those two twins.
I mean, I wasn't going to specify why I would be him. But, yeah. That's a pretty good bonus.
I could feel you cheering during that scene.
I mean, son, that scene...
Just clapping. Just slow clapping.
Before I knew what porn was, that scene was inspirational.
Have you guys ever seen that, Neg, ZP?
I have not.
They don't know what the fuck we're talking about. It's all right.
So He Got Game. It's basically, is he college or is he?
He's high school, right? A fucking prep school basketball star, and he's deciding what college to go to. And so if he, like, and his dad, who's played by Denzel, is he gets like a early release type situation, and he'll be able to stay out if he can convince his son to go to, a specific school. So. I mean, and the premise goes from there.
And the son's just like a badass like basketball player, and right. All this shit happens because all these people try to recruit him, and
yeah.
He has to, and like he hasn't seen his kid. He's been in prison for what, like 15 years or something crazy like that, or
something, yeah.
So he hasn't seen the kid in like all that time. So, but he's trying to like reconnect with him, but at the same time, I'm trying to convince him to go to a certain school so he can stay out of prison. So.
Yeah, and the main character's fucking name might be like one of the greatest in all the movies. Fucking Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Wow.
Yo, that shit is fucking dope, man.
Charlesworth Christ.
Yo, but yeah, I mean, check it out one good time, man. You might fuck with it.
Have you ever seen it, Tubby?
What movie is that?
He Got Game.
No, I have not.
That's surprising. You should check that out.
I have seen Poetic Justice because I love Tupac.
Of course you have. Ricochet or get the fuck out. What about you, Neg? What movie would you jump into?
Okay, I think, like, I would probably have to cop out and go with some kind of fantasy action movie, like a Lord of the Rings style or something. But
I want to walk.
Guess, okay. Yeah, I really the walking the movie. Yeah, but I guess if I were gonna go with my pornish hookup, then I would probably want to be in whatever movie has Eliza Dushku and me being with Eliza Dushku.
Okay, so I can get on that. I was just talking about that with my buddy the other day. Like, where'd she go? Because like during that like. Period where she was like really popular. I had the fucking hugest fucking heart on for her.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, we're just gonna leave it at that. Yeah, okay. Like the awkward seek in.
I'm just like nodding. I'm nodding aggressively.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about you, ZP?
Yeah, it's hard to pick if I want to just like go have an adventure or if I want to like set myself up to be having a lot of money and success, easy success. It's a tough call. I think I like the Warriors a lot, okay. So maybe that.
Warriors! I mean,
who would you be?
You'd have a pretty shitty life, but you'd have some fun.
Would you be a character or would you be yourself in the Warriors?
I would be myself.
Would you fucking live more than 5 minutes in that fucking world, TP? I know you're talking about your fucking jump on a bear's back and fucking wrap your legs around it and shit.
Hey, me and Ajax would take care of business.
Nice. Ajax from Duckman or Ajax from somewhere else?
Ajax from the Warriors.
God, you and Flip, I fucking swear.
Nah, son, I was plugged into the Warriors talk.
You know, how come nobody said Bedazzled? I mean, that movie would be perfect to be in as long as you, like, put in the extra freaking clauses when you made the deal with the freaking hot-ass Elizabeth Hurley Devil.
I don't know, man. I don't think... I think you fucking...
We're breaking the game here.
I'm about to say, she probably is not going to go for that. You're going to get fucked over regardless of what wish.
Exactly.
Nah. You write them clauses out good like a good lawyer. You got it on lock.
Yeah, I'd probably go. Yeah, I'd have to go. Maybe like Never Ending Story or Wolf of Wall Street.
You want to ride a big white Never
Ending Story? Oh man, yeah.
Ride a big white Clifford.
That dude, Never Ending Story was like a movie just plugging names. All it was just an ad for names: Falcor, Atreyu, Artax.
Hey, it burst the great metal band Atreyu, so it's worth it.
There you go. Or Wolf of Wall Street. I want to fucking just do mounds of cocaine and throw midgets.
Now, would you survive the Wolf of Wall Street life?
I don't know.
I don't think you would, Kaiser.
I think
you would
die.
Ever got it out of that car, son.
I'd probably just die, but the only thing, you know, if I could change shit, then, you know, when he's like, oh, you can take all your money and fucking just leave, and then I would fucking take the money and fucking run.
Kaiser, you'd get caught.
I'm out.
All right, we had a good run. I'm going to go start a different company now. And I'd fucking make sure fucking Shane from Walking Dead didn't overdose and fucking...
Damn. I kind of want to redo my cast again.
It's too late. The bar is done.
It's already been recorded. It's been recorded. It's been cast.
He's like the dude in McDonald's drive-thru. I'm going to add like all this shit to my dollar cheeseburger.
Get your values worked up.
Yeah, I want to get extra pickles, extra onions.
And then he's going to cancel the whole order and start again.
Like, nah. You know what? Fuck it. Let me get a chicken sandwich.
Oh God!
Can you make that spicy? But I don't want the spicy one.
Matter of fact, just put some pepper on the home style.
I want like half a slice of cheese. Full slice.
Y'all got pepper jack?
Oh, you don't? Can you make me some? Can you run next door?
I know. Can you pour some pepper on some jack cheese and like grill it?
Oh shit! Tubby, you said you got some questions too.
Yeah, from community winner Blasto, he said, "How did you choose your internet handles?" I'll take mine first. Mine was used to be given by a friend back in 2000, because everything I would say was, "I used to be this, I used to be that." And Blasto,
used to be a wiffle ball bat.
Yeah, Blasto shortened it to Tubby because you know, you used to be Tubby. Made more sense, so there you go.
I thought you changed it because you were so butthurt over people calling you Table. You wanted it spelt phonetically.
No, like, when I put Use Tubby as a gamer tag, it made more sense. It sounded more like Use Tubby. So, but yeah, as a gamer tag, yeah.
But he had it spelled as, like, Use Tubby 3, and everybody would always just be like, oh, what? Used to be 3.
But the 3 on the E for used was an E, so why wouldn't the B-E?
I mean, I got it. I understood it, but fucking, you know.
I'm burning all your houses down.
Whatever table.
Come over and play PT.
Do I look like oak?
What about you, ZP?
Nice cherry wood.
Oh, man, you call me a bitch even though I'm wood. Like, you can be wood, but you a bitch wood.
You're going to be fucking, what's the fucking fake shit?
What?
You lost it. It's gone.
Tubby. Tubby's the fucking fake shit.
Oh, damn. The knife.
It's back. It's back.
The tongue is sharp, ZP.
What about you, ZP? How'd you come up with your name?
ZP is an abbreviation of my online handle I've been using for about 10 years. Zombie Platypus.
Say the name.
Yeah. Zombie Platypus? Why is that humorous?
I don't know. It seems like a fucking handle that that fucking Xbox just gave you when you couldn't come up with one.
Nah, my original. Damn. Like,
you should have made it by Microsoft. Platypus.
It's a Metal Gear Solid villain. You guys are fucking, like, out of touch.
So out of touch.
Out of touch. I like zombies, and now, you know, everybody does, but I wanted to think of, like, the most least threatening zombie there was, and I figured Platypus.
It's pretty non-threatening.
Oh, look, it's so cute, and then it bites you, and you're fucking, and then you're a zombie.
Well, isn't it poisonous anyway? Aren't platypuses poisonous?
Oh, yeah, the male's got those poison spurs.
Yeah, so it makes sense.
A fucking mammal that lays eggs that's fucked up anyway.
ZP would be the one be like, I'm choosing a name on a deeper level.
What about you, Nate?
Oh, man. My name is actually taken from a song from Bush's Razorblade Suitcase album.
Oh,
nice. Called Insectkin. In the song, it says a negative factor, so I took neg factor from there.
Kevin Rosdell was not known for writing good lyrics, so that's hilarious.
I got a machine head.
It's better than the rest.
Bleed to test.
And that is neg factor, N-E-G. I'm just throwing that. I'm just clarifying.
Yeah, that's correct.
What about you, Flip?
Mine stems from that fucking spoof of an X-Men episode where the Juggernaut is he like invaded the X-Mansion and fucking fucked everybody up, but they had a fucking spoof of it called I'm the Juggernaut Bitch. And I don't know, back in the day I was trying to be a rapper. And I was trying to think of a rap name. My best homie, he was like, yeah, man, you just go with Juggernaut. So.
And you're like, yes.
Yes.
Put that a fucking makes in front of it.
Perfect fucking sense.
And you're like, yeah. And you're like, Tubby, that's a horrible name.
I would be the friend.
Like, shut up,
say
Tubby.
That.
You don't know what you're talking about, man. But I've just been.
He's Mike Jones to my Paul Wall.
That's terrible. I think you mean Chameleon Man. But that's all right. Nobody outside of Texas will know that you made a mistake.
Get a little flip. I'm Paul Wall in the background.
Nah, man.
Tubby's like, I'm Bush.
You denied after the laughter because you loved it.
Tubby's like, I'll be the Bushwick Bill to your Scarface.
All right, the only person left is you, Kaiser.
He's taller than me, though.
Maybe. maybe he's a little squatty. Mine comes from The Usual Suspect.
Did you say
which Kim's?
Kim's from?
Kim's from? Kaiser Soze, which fucking stems from The Usual Suspects, which is one of my favorite films. Of course, Singer never did another fucking good movie after that, so whatever.
Fucking Superman Returns.
Fucking kill yourself.
he just did fucking Days of Future Past, and that shit was dope.
It was alright. It was alright.
It was awesome.
Did you read my review?
So I don't read any reviews if they're not by Valens.
Damn you. You fucking, you weeb. You son of a bitch. But yeah, like, my whole thing was just, you know, you didn't know who Kaiser Soze was. He was anonymous and just fit into the whole gamer shit.
But the thing is, he was smart, though.
Oh, man, fuck you.
I'm just saying, he was a criminal mastermind, and I talked to you all day. I'm like, what?
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch, how are you?
I'm like, this motherfucker must limp or something, because ain't nothing else tying him to this goddamn name.
I hope you fucking drop a weight on you, you fat fuck.
Are you balding, Kaiser?
Don't say that. I'm about to start going back to the... No, I'm not.
I'm semi-receding. I'm not full balding yet.
Like I'm saying, man. There's got to be something. He's got to have a limb, man. There's got to be something tied to his name.
Oh, I fucking hate you. I hate you so much.
I love you, baby.
Fuck you, Tubby. Oh, I'm fucking... I'm fucking team killing the shit out of you the next time we play Call of Duty. I don't give a shit. If I sit out, time out all fucking game.
No, dude, you'll still be better than Blasto either way.
Oh, shit. He's gonna fucking murder you.
Oh, God. Nick just Blasto all night.
Bringing shit on Bill. I shit on him.
Oh. Oh, Lord. Oh, shit.
All right. let's see. Blasto had a third question, and it's directed actually at Neg.
Yep.
How could you delete Blasto from Facebook, you Nord Lord piece of shit?
I delete everybody from Facebook. I mean, Jesus. I can't even say Facebook. That's how bad I am at it. Yeah, I mean, Bill, that's actually just me sucking it up really badly.
When he asked that question...
Facebook!
Facebook!
When he asked that question, man. I was like... I figured he was in the same mindset as if I went to xnxx.com and it was deleted. Like, what the fuck? Dick in my hand and everything's gone.
I deleted a lot of people because I just didn't talk to people anymore much. And, like, after I got rid of my 360, I hardly ever saw Dougie Doug at all. But, you know, I've tried to find Dougglesworth, Dougie. So if I ever do, I'll be glad to add him again. He can add me. I love you, Dougie.
Did you say Douglasworth?
Yeah, Douglasworth.
Sir.
Young Doogie.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
You have any more questions, Tubby?
No, that was it for life. Or, Sir Douglasworth.
what kind of feedback have you guys been getting from people that heard the first show, man?
They fucking hate it.
I know.
I had motherfuckers burn their iPods on site.
Shit.
I'm getting people asking me for links to it, so I've started sending them out to people.
Nice.
That's great.
Yeah,
man.
I actually heard all good shit, but, you know, that's the internet. Everybody's all praise and shit. Thanks, Obama.
Was that the greasy nerd table playing Magic?
Yeah, I haven't been to one of those in like a year and a half, man. I'm clean. I'm sober.
Yeah, I mean, like, all the feedback that I've gotten has been positive. It's been
I'd have to say the same, man. So, oh, are we just talking?
Why can't this be in the episode?
I'm about to say, what do you have in the episode? I want to fucking thank everybody that took the time to listen to that shit, and hopefully they all subscribed on iTunes and Beyond Pod and shit.
iTunes, Podomatic. What's the one for Android?
Flip. I literally just said it.
Yeah, he said Beyond Pod.
I'd like to thank Flip for thanking everybody else for me already, so we're covered.
I'd like
now.
To flate Flip too, yeah.
I don't want to flate Flip too, I don't know.
Don't flate
I'd love to flate Flip during deadlifts.
but it's been good feedback, so
I'd love to thank Neg Factor for just obliterating Blasto.
All in a day's work, my friend.
Fucking Dougie Doug.
Speaking with you has given me a new inline to the beauty of the Blastopotamus.
He is a gnarly, crazy beast, one that must be handled with delicate care.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. All right, well, it looks like that's the fucking end of our show for tonight. I do want to thank Neg for fucking stepping up and filling in. Since everybody else dropped the ball.
Yeah.
So appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
Thank all my co-hosts for being here.
Motherfucker, I said
it. It was a good time. And thank you for digitalconfederacy.com.
Night-night, everybody.
Night-night.
Good evening.
Listen and share.